This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It is Free Talk Live. You are invited to join us here. You can bring up anything you want. Although right now, we've got a special guest on the line. And so your calls will be restricted to questions for said special guest. Of course, after that, we will open the phones up if we can. And you can talk about anything you want. That is generally the point of Free Talk Live. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
And also joining us from LRN Studio B out there in Manchester, New Hampshire.
That's Rebel Love Show Studios, Ian. But it is LRN Studio B. I'll give you that.
Effectively it is, yeah. It's the Rebel Love Show Studios. And that's Rob Mathias from the Rebel Love Show. And he's got Rick Naya with him, who's one of the organizers of the upcoming Hemp Fest. Good evening, Rick.
Thank you. Welcome, everybody. Thank you, New Hampshire and the LRN and the Rebel Love Show for welcoming New Hampshire Hemp Fest and Freedom Rally.
Yes. You guys have had reached out to us this summer, and after there was another event that kind of fell apart here in New Hampshire, and you said, you know what, would love to have you guys be a part of Hemp Fest to come up and broadcast from the event. And, of course, I love the idea of Hemp Fest. I love Rogers Campground, and I think it's going to be an absolute blast. But let's start from the beginning. This isn't the first year of New Hampshire Hemp Fest, right, Rick? How did this get started?
No, this isn't our first year. This is our third year, in effect. Our first year was in Croydon in 2013. And last year it was in Rubney. And this year it is in Lancaster, New Hampshire, and as you mentioned, Rogers Campground.
Now, the first 2 years, was it pretty much like a field, or was it something nice like Rogers? Because Rogers is like a really nice campground.
Right. No, right. Rogers is, according to the write-ups, one of the best RV parks in all of New England. Yep. The original location that we had, it was at Page Farm in Croydon. And the first year that we were there, they had one bandstand, no infrastructure, no power, no water. Mm-hmm. And within the following year, they built another stand. They added a little power. And I think this year they have a little more. So they're growing the location out of Page Farm. But we outgrew that location our first year. It was just it didn't have the capacity to for us at the rate of growth that we were having. And
what was the rate of growth? How'd you go between year one and two? How many people?
Right. The first year we had about 750 people.
Wow.
Last year we had.
Event.
Yes. Well, it was for a first-time event, and the reason being is that Tom Brown, our promoter and the founder of New Hampshire Hemp Fest and Freedom Rally, he started this out of a passion to bring legalization to New Hampshire. He had it in his heart that we need to bring attention, and he thought there'd be no better way than to do it through a festival. He's a vendor at festivals. He has been for 30 years, and he knows a lot of people in the festival arena. So that's how it kicked off quite well. I found out about the event, jumped on as a VIP sponsor. I sponsored all the VIP tents and all the tenting that we had at the first year.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I got involved, and I had been an activist with New Hampshire Normal and Erica Goldler, and I worked.
That's where I first started seeing you, was at the State House. You would come to a lot of the cannabis bills and testify with a lot of gusto. You really, really care about this issue. And
here are some facts, and then the legislators were like, "We don't care about the facts because
right,
the police gave us this study, and I know that you've given us 20 more studies, but we've not read those. We read the one the police gave us."
Yeah. Right, right. Daryl, you got a good point. I think a lot of people in the country that sat back and became the echoes of the industry in cannabis, we always made an echo. Yeah, we should do this and we should do that. And we need to make changes. But what happened was is nobody really took up the banner, the drum, the trombone, and make a parade out of it. And that's basically what I did with the event. I knew that we had something that had potential. And I grew up at a racetrack as a young kid and helping them watching it grow throughout the years and starting out with a few hundred and growing up into 50,000 people. So I know what it's like to be around large crowds. And I know my background, knowing that this cause meant so much to me, that Tom pursued me after watching me speak down at the State House, where I met you, Ian, and Daryl as well. I bet you both at the State House.
Yes.
But that's where it all started. Tom saw me speaking at the State House with that fervor that I speak of, with the banner and running up and letting people know, no, this has to be heard. And we did it at an educated level. We didn't do it with bullhorns at a 420 rally.
Right.
What we did is went right into the house and made friends. And as we're taught as kids, you win people through their tummies and their souls. What better way to win them through music and a festival?
Well, music is what speaks to people for sure. And I think it's, of course, a great idea. Now, you went from 750 the first year. You moved to a new venue in year two. How many people showed up in year two?
Year two, we had 1,750 people
came.
It was a huge event. I was there last year, and the amount of crowds that they had, especially Friday and Saturday night, was absolutely amazing.
Tremendous.
Second-year event.
Yeah, for a second-year event, it really did kind of take off. Now, mind you, I didn't become the executive director and the owner of New Hampshire Hempfest until 1 year ago on June 13th. Tom had called me and begged me again. He had been begging me for a year, please help me, Mr. Nye, can you help me? He happened to call me on one of those days, and I told him, I said, listen, you son of a gun, you don't know who I am, but I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to take this event. We're going to make it one of the best in the nation. And Tom snickered, and he laughed, and he goes, man, this takes 7 to 10 years, buddy. You don't know this industry like I do. And I told him, you don't know me. And that's what we did, basically. I took this bull by the horns and drove it to the place of the upper echelons in our industry. We were awarded by Cannabis Now America's top 10 cannabis business events of 2016. We placed number 8. Now, mind
in
you, this
two.
Is only a two-year.
That's huge.
Exactly, a two-year event. Some of these events have been around 40, 45 years.
Yeah.
Our name was in the running with Seattle and the Washington Hemp Fest, the San Diego and the Orlando.
Wow.
There were so many festivals, and international conference of cannabis was there. The largest symposium of cannabis events in New York was there on the list. So if you go look at the list and you see our name on there, I have to be honest with everybody, it brought me to my knees. It brought a tear to my eye. I couldn't believe the hard work that I put in, and so many people that pushed and pushed and pushed, and those echoes that I kept hearing driving, and I knew people like Linda Horan, who passed away. A lot of people who were very sick needed help, and I just knew, man, we've got to do this. And it was just, I utterly lost a relationship over it. I slept maybe 2, 3, 4 hours a day. I would work nonstop.
It's a lot of work. It's a lot of work to put on a big event like this. And this event is shaping up to be huge. I'm just looking at nhhempfest.com right now, and the list of bands is tremendous.
Yeah.
I don't know how many you've got going here, but it looks like dozens and dozens.
Well, there's dozens and dozens. We have over 42 bands and serenading bands that will be playing at the VIP tent. And some of the bands that we have here, and mind you, all of them start out in a garage in their bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody has to give somebody a shot. Some of these bands are worldwide, nationally acclaimed bands. Others are regional bands who are really making waves on a national level now, and some still play regional and within the New England area. And there are even, we go as far as to having people who just need a leg up.
All right, throw out some of these names. I mean, I don't know. I am a talk radio guy, so.
Twiddle is going to be there, and
right.
They are fantastic. They
yeah,
are
people are
amazing.
Talking, they're raging on Twiddle now. But we start off at the top with Dopapaw. They're a nationally acclaimed set of musicians, all trained and educated professionals who are musicians. And these guys play the indie-type rock music that everybody's used to, like Phish.
Mm-hmm.
They're very well-known around the nation. People just don't recognize the name. I guess a lot of time to hear Dopapod, you wonder what, but when you hear their music, immediately you know, oh my god, they're that good. And then Twiddle, again, a Vermont based band, a New England classic bar band, started out maybe 10 years ago, and now they're playing the Red Rocks, and they're playing all over the country.
Wow.
And they're opening, and they're a fantastic band. Their music I got to admit it, it's almost 1-to-9. You don't hear anything yes. quite like twiddle. No. They're not like fish, and they're not like dopapod. They're not like pigeons playing ping pong. They're not like any of them. They got their own sound. It's very unique to New England.
Dozens of bands. Rick, stand by. We're going to bring you back. I figure you've got time for more than one segment with us here.
Absolutely.
On this. So stand by. Rick Naya is with us. One of the key guys behind the NH Hemp Fest and Freedom Rally that is coming up in just a couple of weeks from now. This is Free Talk Live.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit-selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-4295. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-960-4295. 1-800-960-4295.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You may join us here toll free, 855-450-FREE. If you've got a question about New Hampshire Hemp Fest, we have the chief organizer on the line with us here via Skype, via the Rebel Love Show studios in Manchester. And he's also joined by Rob Mathias from said Rebel Love Show. Welcome back, gentlemen.
Hello. How's it going, Ian?
Hey, real quick, I want to mention Bitcoin.com. It is your premier source for everything Bitcoin-related. You can get help buying Bitcoins. Maybe you're completely new to Bitcoins. This is the perfect website for you. Or if you're old hat at Bitcoin, you've been around for a long time, you'll appreciate the excellent news coverage from Bitcoin.com. Maybe you haven't yet chosen your favorite Bitcoin wallet. There's a bunch of different options there. Of course, we recommend Jax. You can even engage with the Bitcoin community on the Bitcoin forum over at Bitcoin.com. And unlike some Bitcoin communities, this one is not censored. You can even find places to spend your Bitcoin, play online games with the cryptocurrency. It is the source for all your Bitcoin needs and news. That's Bitcoin.com. So, Rick, welcome back here. And Rob, Rick, you're putting together a New Hampshire Hemp Fest. You're expecting a huge crowd of people. Last year, which was just year number two, you had 1,700 people attending, up from 750 in the first year. You're expanding now to what is the largest campground in all of New Hampshire.
That's correct. They have over 3,500 RV and campsites total at the location, as you know.
Well, no, not that many sites, but it could hold that many people.
It can hold up to 3,500 plus. Depends how they park the cars. Yep.
Right. So
we're going to more than double in size here. What's important to know is that in the first year, our growth in percentages on Facebook, when I started out looking at the HempFest page, it was 383 members. By the end of my first tenure, we're almost 12,000 members.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
In a year?
That's pretty darn.
If you're not a rock star or a baseball star or someone that's already famous, it doesn't happen. This is an event. And when you look at the statistics of events around the nation and how many people like the pages, we are the number four most viewed festival in the nation.
And you're talking about just Hemp Fest?
Just festivals. Concert festivals in the nation. People go to click and like and go to see festivals. Ours is the fourth most viewed. Harry Brown's is third. Second is the Great North. And the number one most viewed is the Hippie Bus. I can't remember the name of the number one page view, but it has over 40,000 likes.
Now, you've got 40-something bands loaded up for this thing. How many stages is that going to be? Because this is a four-day event.
We have one large stage, right? We have one large stage. We don't like to rack out different stages because it actually detracts with the size of the crowd that we
have. I agree.
Right. So by doing it with one stage, we allow guest speakers to come on stage between the band changes. And we also have a number of different events that are going on side stage, during stage. We have guest speakers from the House of Representatives, Joe LaChance, Ted Wright, John Burke, Glenn Allred, Leon Aldrich, Wright Out. We also have Adam Schroeder, Matt Simon from MPP, Remy Cushing will be speaking, who is the attorney that helped Linda Horan, the woman who passed away, who was fighting for her rights to get her cannabis card. Because we had so many problems at DHHS.
So this is more than just a concert. This is
This is one of the largest cannabis business events in the nation. It's that simple. We're a rock concert, festival, and we're a cannabis business event. We have all forms of sponsors from around the country that are going to be here, from Dank Dolls, Halogen Media will be there, Paleativity will be there, the New Hampshire Cannabis Foundation is there, Mile High Medical Products is there.
What about the food? Everybody's going to want to eat when they're stoned. So
absolutely. Well, we do have a number of different vendors this year and some actually unusual ones that will be on site this year. We have our classics, like when you go to a carnival, you have your sausage and hamburgers, and then we have some fire-roasted pizzas, and we have some vegan food as well. We have a lot of healthier alternatives this year because things are changing, and I hope maybe someday we might get paleo, and I'm hoping to have the bulletproof coffee that our lovely friend from the festivals and our family in the Liberty Network will be there serving, and I'm looking forward to that. So, yep, we're going to have a good time at HempFest this year. Plenty of food, plenty of good times. We're going to have a farmer's market from the region. The North Country is going to have a farmer's market there. We have a Mystic's Art Village as well as Poi Fire.
A Mystic what village?
We have a Mystics Art Village.
Oh, Mystics Art. Okay.
Yeah.
Daryl, well, you've got a question for Rick.
I do. And I know how sound travels at Rogers Campground, especially if there's a band, because the pavilion is down in like a valley sort of thing, and sound travels out from that. And I know, you know, you want to have the bands and you want them to be heard, but you also said that this is going to be like a business convention that has a rock concert going on. Is sound going to be an issue if people are trying to converse in, you know, like the camping areas? Because I know, you know, at the Porcupine Freedom Festival that we have experience attending, there are times when a band is playing that's all you can hear anywhere in the campground.
No, but literally after you walk into like where Agoura Valley is at Rogers from Pork Fest, in that area, anything like a row or two in, you'll be able to talk with music still playing. Like, in my opinion.
No, I don't think
just my experience from last year's Hemp Fest, like, all you gotta do is walk around the stage, like, walk to the side, and then, like, you're good. It's more directional. Like,
it'll be a challenge broadcasting from the event, but I think we're still gonna have a blast with it anyway.
Now, yeah.
And we should mention this. Free Talk Live is gonna be live at the event Thursday, Friday, Saturday night. We're gonna be there live 7 to 10, so really looking forward to that. You do have to have a VIP ticket in order to get in to the broadcast room, just because this is such a big event. They just can't open it up to everybody. So tickets are still available. When do the tickets stop selling on the website? Do you know that?
Usually the day before the event. Yeah, because we'll be out there all week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, getting everything set up and geared up for all the vendors and, you know, all the bands and everything prepped and ready for, you know, the revelers to begin showing up Thursday morning.
Tell me about the Freedom Cup, Rick. This is something that's new to HempFest this year, and it sounds really special. What's that all about?
Well, I'm glad that you asked that. Not only is it new to HempFest, but it's a history-making event for New Hampshire. This will be the first time in New Hampshire that a cannabis event has ever been done. And we have vendors from all over the nation that have contributed to an off-site source that'll have everything tested and everything prepped so that when the judges do their judging and the awards are handed out, it'll be completely separate from the venue. So everything's it's so awesome the way that we're handling this that I just can't wait to give out the hand-blown goblets that Josh Holbrook of the Glass Hollow is blowing for these the different awards. And the awards are Sativa, Indica, Hybrid. We have a BHO and a hash category and a rosin category.
BHO?
Yeah, BHO. But just to be clear here, and we can get into more detail about this in a moment, Daryl.
There's a woman's category as well that I wanted to emphasize. So
you're talking about a cannabis cup. I mean, this is the Freedom Cup is your version of the Netherlands Cannabis Cup, right?
It's exactly correct. This is New Hampshire's first ever form of anything like this.
And it's actually technically civil disobedience, so stand by.
Well, I can't wait to share this with you. I can't wait to...
Hold on. We're going to come back to you here. Rick Nye is with us, with Rob Mathias from the Rebel Love Show Studios here, and this is Free Talk Live. If you got a question about HempFest, get on the line right now, 855-450-FREE. That's our toll-free number. You can join us here. This is Free Talk Live.
There are a lot of things in life that are hard to swallow, but your minerals don't have to be one of them. CRSupplements.com Liquid Minerals make that easy. The same size that a plant hair root absorbs, CRSupplements.com Liquid Minerals are easy for your body to use, and they are easy for you to add to daily liquid intake. Made in the USA and kosher certified, we offer 21 different minerals that may be lost in food processing or don't exist in foods grown on depleted soils. Choose easy. Get easy to swallow liquid minerals from CRSupplements.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You may join us here. We're talking about cannabis. The New Hampshire Hemp Fest is coming up 3 weeks from tonight. We're going to be there broadcasting live at Rogers Campground. You can join us August 25th through the 28th. It's Lancaster, New Hampshire. Rogers Campground is a fantastic, beautiful location to spend any amount of time. And this is going to be an awesome weekend, packed full of dozens of bands. You can go to nhhempfest.com to see the list and also all kinds of other cool stuff, including a farmer's market, the Freedom Cup, which we just started talking with Rick Nye about. He's one of the organizers. Also want to let you know about the Free Talk Live LRN audio on demand line. You can call up 641-793-9660 and you can listen not just to Free Talk Live on demand, but also the Rebel Love Show and close to a dozen of the great LRN.FM original liberty-oriented shows on your schedule anytime you want. The number is 641-793-9660. You don't have to spend your data on this because it's just a phone call. So if you've got unlimited long distance, this call costs you nothing to make. And, of course, you can listen to the LRN feed live as well. So call up 641-793-9660. And if you want to leave us feedback, you can do that too. When you select Free Talk Live from the main menu, press 0. You can leave us a message, and it'll be delivered right into our email boxes. So that's 641-793-9660 for the Liberty Radio Network audio on demand listen lines. We go back to the Rebel Love Studios in Manchester, where we do have Robin Thias as well as Rick Nye. Welcome back, gentlemen.
We're here.
Thank you. Yeah, we're here. Yeah. Again, you, I want to go back to that civil disobedience thing. You know, you're talking about that. Well, remember something. This is not just an event. We have this year, and I'm super honored and I'm extremely proud of these citizens in New Hampshire stepping up. We have a congressman select, Jim Rubens, that'll be a guest speaker for us. We also have what we believe in. From the statistics and the way things are going, that Frank Edelblut will become our new governor of New Hampshire, will be speaking with us. A slew of different other senators and House representatives will be there.
It's nice to see politicians who are normally cowardly creatures getting out behind or in this parade of cannabis decriminalization. It really just, or legalization. It really just shows that this issue, its time has finally come.
Right, and right. There was a recent poll done by WMUR here in New Hampshire that found that, 60% of New Hampshire voters that were surveyed said that they support some form of legalization of cannabis?
That's correct. And over 70% want it decriminalized.
Excellent.
It's a crazy state of affairs when you got mostly Republicans, especially Republican governor candidates, speaking at a New Hampshire Hemp Festival Freedom Rally about making cannabis legal in New Hampshire when the Democrats are, they're not even close to it.
Hold on.
I want to cut in here. I want to give a little credit to the Democrats. Right. I just mentioned it.
Okay.
There is a candidate out there running. And, you know, we have to give credit where credit's due. And credences do. This guy's out there running it, and his name is Steve Rashad. He's really out there, and he's in conviction is he wants to fully legalize that. He's not coming out like those of us, a little more reserved. Let's just decrim, do some more studying, make sure shit's balancing out, and then start bringing in the industrialization.
Well, just to clarify, Rick, there are at least three Democratic candidates for governor who support cannabis, either decrim or legalization. I do. I'm one of them. I'm running. And
I thought you were independent.
I'm running as a Democrat. And then also
Dextrays.
That's
right.
Derek Dextrays, yes.
Yes, that's true. Remember, the name that I gave... And Frank, these are names that the national committees are already sponsoring and supporting. So those are the names that you have to critically look at. There are underdogs out there like yourselves and the other candidates, but when we're looking at the forefront now and the big picture.
By the way,
coming,
Marchand's got like 2 points ahead of me or something, or 3 points ahead of me in the most recent poll.
Ian, not enough. Not enough. You've got a chance, you know?
I don't really have a chance.
Well, 70% of potential Democratic voters right now are saying they don't know who they're going to vote for.
Yeah, that's true.
And the election is in about a month and a week.
The politicians are a sideshow for this event. I mean, the real attraction here is the community, the people that are going to be there, and the bands.
The volunteers, the bands, the staff. Our staff, if you go on our website and our Facebook page, you'll see the gifts that Rob's been putting together for us, for our staff, individuals, outstanding individuals that support the event. Our disabled community was represented in the gift, the Twiddle event. We've been putting together, in fact, from what I'm hearing around the country, our web page, our Facebook page is the best page for festivals right now.
All right, Rick, hold that thought. I want to get to Neil. He's been waiting here on the lines from Golden Shores.
But before we do that, I just want to make sure that we do wind up finding out what Rick had teased about some special announcement about a female category of something.
But okay, we'll get to the female thing here in a moment, because there are going to be women at Hemp Fest, so that's always a good thing. Let's talk first, though, to Neil. Neil, you're on the line with Rick Nya from New Hampshire Hemp Fest, and Neil is actually calling us from Arizona, listening to K-Talks. Go ahead, Neil.
Yeah, hi, Grace. How are you doing?
Hey there.
I, like you, I firmly believe that cannabis should be fully legalized. But I moved to Arizona 15 years ago from Bellflower, California. We're out there, an ounce or less was basically just a traffic ticket. And then I moved here, and then you get caught with a roach out here. It's a felony, which is ridiculous.
Wow.
That's crazy. They can pull you over in Arizona and give you a piss test and your analysis, and if you have any form of cannabinoids in your system, boo, take them down.
All right, go ahead with your thoughts or question, Neil.
So for the last 15 years, I've kind of like been staying away from it because I don't need a felony. Mm. But I can tell you one thing. A friend of mine came by last night. And he brought a couple of buds that have a lot of purple in it. And I took two bong hits off of that thing, and I was down for 13 hours, man. I mean, this isn't the kind of weed
you must have a low tolerance compared to
me.
He lost his tolerance level after all those years of being scared.
Oh,
maybe you should move to New Hampshire and be an advocate here.
Well, that's one of the things that happens with prohibition. That's one of the things that happens with prohibition is things become more potent. It's how various forms of really potent alcohol came about during alcohol prohibition.
Concentrates.
Yeah. Because people wanted to concentrate it because the penalties come about because of the overall weight, not the potency.
Neil, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. And if you can make it up to...
I just want to let you know, it's the best sleeping pill you could ever take.
Right on, brother. If you can make it up to HempFest here in New Hampshire, we'd love to see you, and thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate that. All right, so what was the tease about that female...
Yeah, we have a category within the Freedom Cup this year. It's a female category within the same, so women can also enter the Freedom Cup. We want to represent the women. You know, without women, where would we all be? Nowhere. Right?
So what does it mean to have a female category? Is that the female growers?
There are female growers out in the industry that are going to be that are sponsored already. They made their donations. They're in the different categories, and when the judges do their testing all blindly, the awards will go out.
Very exciting. All
and
right.
then I there. Was looking on the website, and I thought you were going to mention something else. Apparently, there's body painting.
We do. Yeah, we have 25 female women, females that will be body painted.
Hopefully the females are women.
Well, there's males as well. They're models.
Yeah. They're lucky I'm not going to be doing that because I'm going to be busy recording. But I would have signed up for a new body painting in a heartbeat. I would have loved to have done that.
I got a feeling Rob might do some after or extracurricular painting.
Well, he's going to be busy because he's getting married. That's one of the other things.
Yeah, that's another thing, ladies and gentlemen. You need to know something, that in New Hampshire's history, there's never been a wedding this large at one event of its kind ever. This is history making.
It's going to be huge. It's going to be on the south lawn of Rogers Campground. We got a we have like 50 some plus tapestries. Everybody's going to be sitting on tapestries. There's a hoop dance, a poem. Derek Jay's going to be doing a poem at my wedding. Rick Nye's going to do a love sermon, and then right after that, the headlining act, Zach Deputy, is going to be leading a procession through the campground to our tent site with the wedding party and all the guests behind it. It's an event you don't want to miss. Like it's going to be huge.
Also, when Zach opens up on stage, there's going to be another little something that we're going to do. There's going to be a lot of special things going on. We also have the New Hampshire Hempfest Pinup Girls.
I want to hear more about that. Hold that thought. Rick Nye is with us. Rob Mathias from the Rebel Love Show. And if you've got a question about Hempfest or just cannabis, whatever in general, you can call in 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through ExpressCoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to SaveItPurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through SaveItPurse.com. It's SaveAtPurse.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems
system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited here. You can dial in here toll free, 855-453. You should have a question, though. That relates to cannabis, or specifically Hemp Fest, which is what we've been talking about, the New Hampshire Hemp Fest and Freedom Rally. It's the third year this year. It's moving to Rogers Campground in northern New Hampshire. It's a beautiful location. We've been there a number of times for a different festival in the past, and I'm super excited that Free Talk Live is going to be broadcasting live every night from New Hampshire Hemp Fest. We have with us on the line from the Rebel Love Show studios over in Manchester, we've got Rick Naya, who is the key organizer for the event, as well as Rob Mathias from the Rebel Love Show. We've been talking about a lot of the different things that are going to be happening at Hemp Fest. It's a four-day event. This thing is chock full of things to do. You will not be with. You'll never be bored at New Hampshire Hemp Fest the way this schedule's rounding out. Go ahead. Anything else you want to highlight? Oh yeah, we're going to talk about the pinup girls.
Oh, yes, our pinup girls. What we did originally, and it was kind of short notice, we pulled together some of the most beautiful girls in New Hampshire. We put a gift together and sent it out. And originally what we were going to do is put them in genre outfits from the 60s to the 2000s. So every 10 years, you know, you get the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and the 2000s. Everybody wearing, like, the go-go, the bell-bottoms, the punk girl, the Madonna, and then, you know, get into the 2000s with the garters and, you know, the so forth. And what happened was we couldn't get a designer that could handle the volume of clothing that we need to have done in such a short period of time. So what we did is we got a new sponsor, South Shore Swimwear, and she has a tremendous array of different forms of swimwear and attire that's quite not that overly revealing and not underly, and it's sexy and it's classy. So she has a lot of nice items that she's going to assist us with and have our pinup girls girls do a catwalk during one of the ceremonies, or probably midday Saturday, and then the girls will host our VIPs in the pavilions, because there are two pavilions. We have a rear pavilion and a 30 by 60 tent that's for VIP only, where we'll have serenades in the evening and different acts and events and art hung in the tent throughout the days. And it's going to be quite the scene this year. We have a huge double-barrel smoke cannon that John Ball is having made that's going to be shooting huge smoke rings across the field. We have one of the largest UV forests that that's going to ever be implemented in New England.
Slow down for a moment.
I can't wait to see this UV.
Yeah, tell me what that means. I mean, I'll show you.
Now imagine going to a bar, and you got your band jamming, and then they got the guy with the laser light going doo-doo-doo-doo, and all the lights going on, and you're like, yeah, this is rocking, right? Well, put that on a stage for Michael Jackson times three, and bring it out in the forest, and let it rip.
It sounds awesome. I was sitting there
six different artists bring in all types of lasers and UV lights, and we have a coalition. Listen, we have one of the best immersive light technology gurus in the industry.
Right.
Little Village, Lucian Emerson, is putting together a team of video gurus to put together one of the best effects on stage and in our UV forest that's ever happened in New England.
Yeah, I met him at your house when you guys were, you know, having a meeting about Hempfest, and what his vision sounded like sounded pretty amazing, and I'm really looking forward to seeing what it looks like in reality. I mean, it sounds like it's going to be absolutely beautiful and stunning and
it's kind of like the gifts that Rob's been putting together, our groovy background. It's going to be like that on the panoramic sides of the stage and the backdrops of it.
Yeah, so for those that have been at Rogers before, the northern part of the campground up near the top area by the pool and that, that's where the, correct me if I'm wrong, that's where the UV forest is going to be.
Yeah, behind Outback, where the camping is.
Yeah, so there's going to be a section of camping that is taken away for this UV forest.
Now, is the what's the camping scene going to be like? Because as my understanding, you guys are changing it up a little bit. Because normally Rogers will rent out specific plots.
What happened initially is because, you know, Rogers doesn't understand. They've never thrown a festival, but they've thrown a number of different events, and they have a lot of, you know, they have their campsite specifically designed. Initially, what we had to try to explain to them, festival's a little different. Your campsites are huge. You can put two cars in there and two campsites or two or three in some of those. Mm-hmm. And they agreed at first of what's called allotment camping. You pull in, hi, I'm a camper. Okay, see that guy? Go over there. They'll put you in your spot. You park here. Next.
Right.
Just like when you go to a fair. They
first
put
come,
you
first serve kind of thing.
They park you. They first come. They serve you at the location that's next. That's allotted. Just like when you go into a fair. You don't get to park where you want to. They make you park in specific spots. And that's that. And that would have worked great because that's how it's done at all large festivals. Well, Rogers is choosing to go the route of you rent the whole space, and we'll see how good you guys do kind of outlook.
I see. Okay.
And I think what's going to happen is we're going to have a surprise that we'll overcome when we get there. They're wonderful people. The location's a great spot. The campers and the fans and the revelers will all have a great time. It is the best place for vibes. When you look at the view from the upper side, looking down on the pavilion. Now, mind you guys haven't seen it with a stage set out in front of the pavilion that's down below. But imagine that with a stage out front, all lit up, looking at the mountain views behind you.
Yeah, it's behind the stage.
It's going to be amazing.
Yeah, it really is.
Suffice to say, you're not going to be able to sleep throughout that whole weekend. There's always something going on at Hempfest that's going to take your eye, and you're not going to want to go to bed at all throughout that whole weekend.
Yeah, it's going to be a wonderful time. I cannot wait to share with the Lancaster Community Food Bank, and please, everybody, remind everybody to bring
this is important, right? The food donation. Tell us about that.
Well, we have two. What we have, and the way we've worked it out, because throughout the last number of years, we've always worked with Strangers Helping Strangers. They're a very large national organization that works with festivals and different communities to help bring donations to the local food banks, local communities to share. So what we did is initially we contacted the Lancaster Community Food Bank, and we agreed to, you know, open up a food drive for them, and they agreed to it, and we put them on our logo, and everybody knows that they're part of it. And then a few weeks ago, the folks from Strangers Helping Strangers contacted us and asked if they could help them. And I said, you know what? Why not? It's all about the love and the giving. So Strangers Helping Strangers will be taking the donations at the gate and then taking them to the local food bank for us and working with the local community. So I'm really excited.
So everybody has to have a donation to get in, right?
No one is allowed. You won't be permitted access onto the property without either giving a financial donation.
Okay.
It could be a nickel, a quarter, a dime, a penny, a dollar, or a canned good. We're trying to give something back to the community. Not only are we giving free passes to, I think it's about 100 homes within the surrounding area.
Oh, wow. Cool.
So that the music and the sound won't bother them. We're inviting them to the event. All of the year-long tenants at Rogers Campground that have their campers there all year, they're also welcome to come to the event.
It's going to be a huge party. We got Tim on the line in Wyoming, listening online via TuneIn. Tim, you're on Free Talk Live with Rick Nya from HempFest.
Hey, Rick. Thanks, Ian, for taking my call. I appreciate it. Now, I'm wondering, I was just listening to Michael Dean, or what's his name, the guy that does Freedom Fiends?
Yeah, Michael Dean from Freedom Fiends.
Right. Yeah, I think it was about a week ago or something like that. He was talking about how Wyoming, as I said, I'm in Wyoming, where if you have an ounce of marijuana, it's a felony. I had no idea that that was the case, but there is a cannabis oil derivative regulation or law. I mean, I suppose that, you know, there's a lot of islands, so to speak, but, you know, being just north of Colorado, you'd think that they'd be a little more lenient as far as that goes. But I'm wondering now, this is a question for you, Rick, what would a person do if they were to try to start something in a straight-laced conservative state such as Wyoming?
Thanks for the call, Tim. Appreciate it.
That's a great question, and I want to let, you know, and I thank you for asking something like that. Like any citizen in the United States, I think what it really comes down to is, are you going to be a voice or are you going to be an echo? Are you going to stand up and bring it to the state house or the legislator that you're electing? Or are you going to elect yourself to be the voice? That's what we did. About 7.5, 8 years ago, there was a number of us that just had enough. We had enough. Enough was enough. Was all enough's enough, enough. And finally, Rich Paul decides, hey, we're going to throw a 420 rally. And let's do this. So he and I founded the 420 Foundation and decided, let's go down there and rock them. So Rich goes down there with a bullhorn, running it loud in front of the state house. And after that first event, my eyes were like, what? Hey, buddy, you got to calm down. We can't do it that way. We got a better approach. And they have to have a better approach. Now, that's where I came into the
Well, we got to have all of the approaches, and there's a lot of different options out there. We're short on time here, Rick. Gosh, thanks so much for coming and spending the whole last hour of the show with us. I really appreciate it. I think that we've given a taste of what this event may be like for people who are thinking about attending.
Righto.
And your tickets are available right now at nhhempfest.com. We're going to be there. We'll see you there. It's happening August 25th through the 28th, so literally 3 weeks from tonight. Get your tickets. Start planning to get up here, whether you're going to be camping in an RV or in a tent. You're welcome, and we'll look forward to seeing you, or you can hang out in a hotel down the road. It's up to you, but we'll see you there at nhhempfest.com. Thanks, Rick. Thanks, Rob. Appreciate it.
Love you, Matt.
Thanks, guys. Thank you, Daryl Perry, and we'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.